You're listening to Aggie Radio Theater, a USU student production. This week, we premiere Come to the Bank, episode 15 of the original program, Lights Out. Enjoy the show! Lights out, everybody.
Please, would you come to the bank with me? Please! I've asked so many people, but they won't listen to me. You, will you come to the bank with me? No, don't turn your head. Please don't go away. Listen, if I tell you very carefully why I want you to come to the bank with me, you will come, won't you? He's locked up in there. He can't get any air. No, don't get excited. I didn't say he was locked up in the vault. All they've got in their vault is money. I don't care about money. All I care about is him. I didn't mean to tell you. Oh, right. I did. You've got to come to the bank with me and help me. It's Fred Roth. He's in the bank and he can't get out. What are you laughing about? That's not so funny. I tell you, he's in the bank and he can't get out. He's been in there for, I think it's 3 weeks. Blast you, stop laughing. Please, listen to me. I'll tell you all about it, from the start. I'm a school teacher at the Mattson High School. I teach physics. It's a rational science, cause and effect, cause and effect. Mr. Roth teaches in the same school, psychology, the way of the human mind. But that's not an exact science, is it? Human mind's not exact at all. And that started it. That's what started it. Mr. Roth said to me,
"Well, speaking quite frankly and candidly, Miss Moss, I don't think very much of your exact sciences."
2 and 2 always add up to 4, Mr. Roth.
Not where the human mind is concerned.
I don't understand.
Well, it is my profound conviction that the potentialities of the human mind and body have never been realized by any human creature.
But there have been great men. Plato, Lincoln, so many scientists.
Yes, but only fractional greatness, using perhaps 1/10 of the power latent within themselves. It's all a matter of concentration. Thomas Edison used perhaps 1 iota more concentration than the average man and became one of the great inventors of all times. I tell you, Miss Moss, if men would concentrate their minds to the limit, the universe would be theirs.
That's a very innocent start, isn't it? Just a teacher talking about the human mind. I thought nothing of it. Dr. Roth was such an intense young man. I liked his intensity.
Just think what could happen if a man could bring his mind to the proper point of concentration. He could move objects with his mind. Yes, why not? Think that a table should move, and it would move.
Why, Mr. Roth?
Now, think that he wanted to be a certain place, and he would be there. Men conceived this civilization just by a thought, and here it is. All is power of thought over matter. A man thinks a book before the book exists. He thinks a house, and only then the house can be. All is power of mind over matter.
I liked to watch his eyes while he talked. They were so bright and burning. And his mouth, as he talked, the way it twisted. I couldn't help liking Mr. Roth, could I? We had dinner together once.
Will you have coffee with your dinner or later?
Huh? Oh, what did you say?
The waiter wanted to know if you wanted coffee with your dinner.
Oh, no coffee.
Ah, oui, monsieur.
Very nice of you to have dinner with me, Mr. Roth.
Huh? On the contrary, I'm grateful to you. You're a very good listener.
Thank you.
I've done a great deal of work in the week since I last talked to you.
Have you? Please tell me.
Well, it isn't exactly work. It's more of a decision.
Yes?
Yes, I've come to the decision to stop theorizing. Yes, I've decided to put what I believe into practice.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, it's quite simple. The powers of concentration, I've decided to put into practice.
Pardon, monsieur. The fruit juice is for the lady.
What? Oh, yes, for the lady. Concentration, Miss Moss. I've decided to put into practice my theory of concentration. I don't want to anticipate, but I expect wonderful results, Miss Moss. I might even say unbelievable results.
Unbelievable results. Oh, must I tell you more? Please, come with me to the bank. All right, I'll tell you the rest. The day after he talked to me in the restaurant, Mr. Roth didn't come to school. I know that because at lunchtime he wasn't in his usual place in the cafeteria. and when I asked, they told me that he suddenly had taken leave of absence, and that an extra teacher was taking over his classes. I was very disappointed. A week went by. 2 weeks. I decided to go see him. I took a few days off for my work. I found out his home number. Friday morning, I bought a new dress, a very becoming one. Then I went to visit Mr. Roth. I was certain he wouldn't be angry with me. It was perfectly proper that I call on him as a friend.
Yes, yes, Mr. Roth, he's at home. Yeah, he have the two back rooms. He has not been out there for about a week. Won't even let me go in to clean up. You go right ahead. Head of the staircase and to the right.
Mr. Roth, are you in there? It's Miss Moss. Could I speak to you for a moment? Standing there knocking, I suddenly realized that the door was ajar. Was he? But he didn't answer. And yet, the landlord had said he was at home. I pushed the door open farther and glanced through the opening. Mr. Roth! Mr. Roth! Dead! Oh, no, I...
No, I'm alive.
Oh, I thought... Oh, Mr. Roth, your face! The way you look! What?
No, water. Glass of...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, here. Oh, you are sick.
I'm not sick. Water.
Here, drink it. I'll hold it. Doctor, I'll call a doctor.
No, wait.
But you're ill.
Listen to me.
Yes.
I'm not sick.
Well, then what?
I told you.
But I don't know. I've
been sitting here for a week.
Sitting for a week?
Concentration. The experiment was most successful. Yes, most successful. I've proven that I can do what some of the Orientals profess to do. Slow down through concerted willpower, the essential life processes. A week without food and water. Is that not a triumph, Miss Moss?
Well, I don't know. Mr. Roth, why do you do these things?
I'll try to explain it to you simply. The human thoughts are like the rays of the sun, spreading in all directions. By the use of a lens, the rays of the sun can be focused on one point. And, instead of warmth, there's a focal point of intense light that can burn its way through all obstacles. And so it is with human thoughts. If, through concentration, a man could focus them on one point, he would be a god among men. I tell you, Miss Moss, that I am confident that I, through training, can become that one man in a million. Even as muscles can be trained, so I am training my mind. And the day when my training is complete, I will be able to do anything I desire. You hear me? Anything.
When he said that, thin and weak and tired as he was, his eyes looked at me. I was afraid. For him. I made up my mind right then. The first thing was to get him out of that room. He ate, rested, and then went out with me.
I don't see why I let you talk me into this, Miss Moss. I have so much work to do.
The walk will do you good.
But where are we going?
Well, first, I want you to come to the bank with me.
Beg your pardon?
Well, you see, I've been thinking of taking a little vacation, and I need some money. Going to withdraw some.
Oh, I see.
I too, want to get off someplace where I can concentrate.
Oh, yes, most important.
Yes. Have you thought about going out to the country?
These buildings, Miss Moss, look at them. Steel and concrete, so firm and so solid, so enduring. You know something, Miss Moss?
Walking so fast, I...
Once upon a time, they were only an idea in man's mind. Perhaps even now they have no solidity, but all are just ideas hanging in the air, through which a man with single-mindedness of purpose could walk, as easily as if he were walking through air. Do you understand me, Miss Moss?
Well, I'm not sure. The country would be a wonderful place to work, now wouldn't it, Mr. Roth? We went into the bank. He kept talking about the powers of concentration. I hardly listened to him. All I could think about was that somehow I had to get him into a new environment. The foyer of the building where the bank was, we went in. People, elevators. Suddenly, Mr. Roth stopped. He stared at the wall. I said, Mr. Roth! Mr. Roth, what are you looking at?
This is the time.
Time? Time for what?
I told you, when my subconscious reached the proper point of incubation, I would know that my powers had reached the point where I could do anything.
Mr. Roth, please.
Anything, I tell you.
Let's go.
Well, this is the time. Now. I must make use of that power now.
No! Please! What are you going to do?
That marble wall. Straight ahead. I say I can walk through it.
No, please. Stop joking.
I will. I will walk through.
No! Mr. Roth, come back! Don't! Mr. Roth! Mr. Roth!
Hey, what? What's the matter?
The wall! No! No!
Who? What?
Mr. Roth, he walked through the wall. You hear me? He walked through the wall! You sit there, smug and self-certain, don't you? It couldn't have happened. But listen, you pinhead mind. I tell you, it did. I saw it with my own eyes. Mr. Roth walked right toward that marble wall, and he went into it. And then he was gone. Do you hear me? Gone! But I mustn't call you names, make you angry, must I? Because you must come to the bank with me. Yes, I'll tell you more of just what happened on that day.
Well, I never heard of such a thing.
Now look, lady, take it easy.
Get out of my way! The wall! He walked through that wall! I tell you, he walked through that wall!
Lady, for Pete's sake, please.
He said he'd do it, and he did do it! He walked through that wall! I tell you, he walked through that wall!
Lady, don't make a disturbance. Lady.
Let go of me! Don't hold me back! I've got to get to him! Mr. Roth! I've got to get to Mr. Roth!
Here, what's going on here? What's this disturbance?
Well, this lady, all at once she screamed and now she...
Yes, I've got to get to him. Tell him to let go of me. Mr. Roth, he concentrated his mind. He said he'd walk through that wall and he did!
What?
Yes, he did!
That's it, Mr. Sierra.
Tell him to let go of me! That wall! Mr. Roth went through that wall!
My dear woman, are you out of your mind?
I've got to go! I've got to go get to him! Mr. Roth, I've got to get...
Keep quiet! Stop making that noise! Stop it!
I...
That wall is solid. Solid concrete faced with marble. You'd better go home and stop disturbing the peace. Show her to the door, Rigette.
So they put me out. I stood in the street. I didn't know what to do. And then I knew. I would wait there until Mr. Roth came back. And he would come back. He'd gone through the wall, and he must have come out on the other side. And now he would walk around the building and come back and meet me there. So I waited.
Good night, George. See you in the morning.
I waited. A long time.
Are you waiting for something, lady? The bank's closed, you know. I've seen you standing here ever since I got on my beat, as I thought I'd talk to you.
A long time. It began to rain. I stood there in the rain. Mr. Roth, And then, a terrible thought. What if he... I ran to the door of the bank building. It was locked. Let me in! Please, let me in! Listen to me. You've got to let me in. Mr. Roth, I've got to get to Mr. Roth.
Hey, lady, what? Don't you know the bank's been closed for hours?
Oh, I don't care. I've got to get in. I've got to get in.
Now, you take it easy. Hey, aren't you the one that's been standing out here?
Let go of me! Mr. Roth is in there.
Now, lady.
I will get in.
Hey, the door.
Let go of me! Mr. Roth, I've got to get to Mr. Roth.
What's the idea of acting like this?
I will get in. I'll kick this door down. I will get in. Yes, I will.
Kicking the door in? Now you come along with me.
I didn't get in to see Mr. Roth that night. No.
Order in the court. Order in the court. Prisoner will be held for further examination. Next case.
I tried to tell them, Mr. Roth, but no one would listen to me. All night and the next terrible day, no one would listen.
Now, tell me, do you have dreams, Miss Moss?
Asking me questions, over and over.
Do you think that people dislike you?
Over and over.
Have you often seen Mr. Roth, or other people, disappear?
Over and over.
When did you first begin to have these, hallucinations?
Over and over. But when I tried to tell them about Mr. Roth, they started to say terrible things to me.
The fact of the matter is, Mr. Roth has disappeared. It is the opinion of the police that he decamped with this woman's money. Yes, took her money and ran off. Yes, took her money and ran off.
I didn't care what they said. I had to get to the bank. You know why. Mr. Roth had started for the wall, and I had seen him go through it, and he hadn't come around to meet me. So there was only one answer. He was still in the wall. And while Mr. Roth was in the wall, they were keeping me in this hospital. I had to get out.
How are you resting now, Miss Moss? Miss Moss? Where? Window! Nurse! The woman in this room! She's gone! Out of the window! Nurse! Nurse! Miss Moss is gone!
Got away. In the street. Still raining. I ran along the dark streets until I was at the bank. Closed. There was a dark doorway, another building. I hid in the dark and waited all through the night until morning, until they opened the doors of the bank. I went into the bank. I walked toward the wall. That wall. I wanted to run to it, but I walked. Then I was there. The very wall he'd gone into. Mr. Roth? Mr. Roth, are you in there? It's Miss Moss. Ada Moss. Mr. Roth, please. If you're in there, answer me. They'll see me standing here by the wall, talking. They won't let me stand here. Mr. Roth, please. I've got my ear close to the wall. If you're in there, answer me. I can hear you. You are in the wall. I was right. You did walk into the wall and stay there. Yes, yes. But what are you saying? I can't understand you. Please, Mr. Roth, speak so I can understand you.
Miss Moss, please, get me out of here. I'm in the wall. In the wall.
Yes, yes, I understand. I will get you out of there. Help! Help! There's a man in the wall! Help me get him out! Mr. Roth, do you hear? I'll get you help. Hurry, people! Bring axes and picks. There's a man in the wall! Mr. Roth is in the wall! They put me back in the hospital. They didn't believe me. They didn't help Mr. Roth. I was very sick. I don't know how many days I was in the hospital. Then, I was all right. They let me out.
And this is your last warning, Miss Moss. You are to stay away from the bank. You are to behave yourself as the good, intelligent citizen you normally are. Your last warning, Miss Moss.
And all the time, Mr. Roth was in that wall, waiting for me to help him. And there was so little time left. A man such as Mr. Roth, powers of concentration, he could and did perform a miracle, walking through a wall. But even conserving his strength and breath in the way he said, slowing down the vital life processes, how long do you think he could live entombed in that wall? I had to get to him. But when I walked by the bank, hiding in the crowd so they wouldn't see me, I saw that there was a policeman there. They put a policeman there just to keep me out. I had to figure out some way to get in there, tell Mr. Roth to keep alive, that I was working to help him. I had to figure out a way. There's a store across the street, a store selling paint. That was the answer.
Something for cleaning? Why, of course, madam. Here, how much do you think you'll need? Oh, I suggest a pint. Aye, we have it here in bulk. Open it? Sure, sure. There. See? It's standard cleaning fluid. Lady! No, no! That match! Look out! Don't! It's inflammable! Don't! Help! Fire! Grab that woman! She set fire to the store! Fire!
In a few moments, everyone was so busy that I was quite free to go into the bank. In a few seconds, my ear was against the wall. Mr. Roth! Mr. Roth! I'm back! I'm back! They try to keep me away from you, but I'm back. Mr. Roth, can you hear me? Alive! You're still alive! Oh, Mr. Roth, what can I do? What? Yes, I will. They won't stop me this time. Something. Get something and tear down the wall. Fire axe. Off the wall. Mr. Roth, look. If you could see. I've got a fire axe. I'm going to help you. We'll get you out. Yes, I will get you out. The marble's cracking, Mr. Roth. I will get to you. Get near to you. No one will stop me now. They don't want to help you. But I'm helping you.
Lady, what are you doing here? Give me that axe.
No, you won't stop me. I've got to help Mr. Roth.
Give me that axe.
Yes, I'll give it to you.
Oh!
Yes, I told you not to stop me.
Lady, what? The policeman! You've killed the policeman! Help!
Stop, or I'll kill you. I'll kill you all. I've got to get free. Save Mr. Roth. I'll kill you. Stand back. I've got to free Mr. Roth.
Give me that axe, please. Give me that axe. Stop. Give that to me. Do you hear me? Stop.
I'm locked up now. They locked me up. You've been my first visitor in weeks. Weeks. Do you know what that means? All these days, he's been in that wall holding himself alive with all his will. But, sooner or later, if he thinks I'm not going to help him, he'll give up hope, and he'll lose his will to live, and suddenly he'll die. Do you hear me? He'll die. Please make them let me go and come and help me save Mr. Roth. If you don't help me, it will always be on your conscience, won't it? At night, when you're alone and you can't sleep, you'll open your eyes and you'll see Mr. Roth entombed in that wall. But it won't be Mr. Roth anymore, just the bones of a man, bones and dead, decaying flesh, and worms. And the skull will talk to you and ask you, why didn't you help me? So I ask you again, please, won't you come to the bank?
This has been an Aggie Radio production. Come to the Bank was written by Arch Obler and directed by Ross Baldwin. Executive producer for Lights Out is Ross Baldwin. Cast in order of appearance, Miss Moss was played by Marnie Jensen, Mr. Roth was played by Ross Baldwin, the waiter was played by Trevor Austin, the landlord, the psychologist, and the clerk were all played by Bryce Bollinger, the bank guard, bank official, and bank employee were all played by Kai Hartley, The police officer was played by Trevor Austin. The bystander was also played by Chase Chamberlain. Audio engineered by Terry Boharsik and Alex Pearson. For more Aggie Radio Theater, find us at www.usu.edu/radio under the Aggie Radio Theater banner, or check us out on Podbean. Check out our parent radio station, KBLU LP 92.3 Logan.